everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today, and happy Thanksgiving for all of you in the U.S. and all of you celebrating, all of my American friends and family celebrating everywhere around the world. So happy Thanksgiving. Today we have a special guest. I'm so excited, and she's just so special to me, and I absolutely adore her. Alicia Power is with us to talk to us about spirit surgery of the heart, and a lot more. So basically what we're going to be talking today with Alicia about is advanced spirit surgery on the heart chakra. And I know you're probably asking, what does that mean? What does that look like? Well, we'll find out. And so we're going to be talking about working with past lives, higher lives, and this lifetime. And we'll be doing a guided process with the spirit surgeons on the heart chakra. So get ready for that. And for those of you who don't know Alicia Power, she's been with us almost every season since the beginning. And, you know, just a wonderful, wonderful friend and being gifted, very gifted teacher. She is a master healer and spirit telepath. And she's been trained directly by creator being spirit tutors for the past over 23 years to understand the steps of real spiritual awakening and enlightenment. And she has been intensely initiated by the CEO levels of the spirit dimensions to hold extremely high frequency light. And this super light activates in listeners awakenness, empowerment, and soul evolution. And after 40 years of spiritual mastery training and teaching as a profound healer and awakener, Alicia is an ambassador for these creator beings. She is their voice, their extension, offering individuals fast acceleration into real higher soul evolution and fulfillment of their soul expression. And Alicia is a prolific author of courses, articles, lectures, and training, YouTube videos, and has over 58,000 Twitter followers. She is revealing a new path to power to those who are ready, using a frequency never before available to humans, a light frequency, born from beyond all universes and above all shadows. So I'm so excited that Alicia is here with us today. And I'm so looking forward to this process that we're going to be doing, the spirit surgery, the advanced spirit surgery on our heart chakra, especially at this time, you know, with it being for the U.S. just getting into the holiday season. And so, you know, when we talk about Thanksgiving and Christmas and the holidays and so on, you know, a lot comes up, right? And a lot of it has to do with our heart chakras. So I'm so excited that Alicia and her team are going to be working with us to do some surgery on our heart chakra. I think we can all really use it and then help us to move forward in our path and our purpose for the rest of this year and 2018. So Alicia, thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited.
Thank you, Alara. Me too. I'm incredibly excited. I just love hanging out with you and playing with these incredible beings in the spirit world with you together, like the two of us, right? I just love it. So much fun. And everyone else on the call, just thank you for being here. Oh my God, so exciting. So yeah, anyway, as Alara was saying, you know, they have their own agenda, and for today they wanted to give a gift. They are saying to me right now to tell everyone, they want to give you all a gift of coming into their presence, and not only that, receiving some very, very powerful surgery work, spiritual surgery work, psychic surgery work, etheric body energy work, whatever you'd like to call it, in terms of rewiring the libraries of your heart chakra. And just very quickly, as most of you already know, the heart chakra and all the chakras are multi-dimensional, multi-layered, infinitely multi-layered. So not, you know, there's nearly no limit to it, really, all those layers. And each of those layers are a little bit like going down an ice core. You know, you're seeing all the layers in an ice core. They tell a story. All the layers tell a story. And today, my spirit surgeon and surgeons and spirit tutors are going to be taking the time, not right now, but in a moment, a little bit later on, they're going to go into a deep healing process with you. They're going to quietly, slowly, carefully, meticulously take a look at the layers of your heart chakra, Akashic records, the memories that sit in your heart chakra, layers and layers and layers and layers, extending way beyond this physical lifetime, traveling back into past human incarnations, traveling back beyond human incarnations, even before human incarnations, when you were a soul in higher existences, in higher parallel existences that you still are even right now. Some of you may not be aware that you exist in many consciousness layers, far above you, if you could say, in light frequency. We exist in many different existences, you know, space and time existences. And all of that is feeding in. They're showing me right now as I'm speaking that they all feed in and cross-thread and cross-reference with each other. They're all talking to each other, all of these aspects of ourselves, parts of ourselves. Even they make, you could say it's in the past, or, you know, it could be a higher level of your soul that's existing in a level way far above us. And it's all consciousness. We are all one. We are all communicating. So it's all, in a way, bundled in into this one isness and beingness that you are today. And how it's feeding into you is subliminally. How it's talking to you is subliminally, right? And just quickly, a beautiful little snapshot, a description right now, everybody, my spirit tutors want to describe this, is that the human you right now in this lifetime, as you're walking forward in your life movie, like every second you're being nudged and kind of prompted to make a little tiny micro decision, like a mini choice. And you can imagine that that mini choice could be something like, shall I get angry or shall I stay calm? Shall I feel disappointed in this moment because I read something or thought something and that thought could trigger a disappointment? You know, because you might think, oh, I'm not where I could be in this lifetime, right? So instantly that thought triggers a responsive feeling and suddenly your state goes down, right, into a feeling of quote-unquote disappointment. Or you could make a decision of, oh, I hear that thought, but that's not really me. As Eckhart Tolle talks about, you know, your thoughts are not really you. And I could say, hey, that was a weird thought. Where did that come from? And as I teach, you know, you could ask your spirit tutors and spirit surgeons to go hunting for some kind of psychic attachment that could be sitting in your auric field, which is something I teach about, which could be actually pushing that thought up strategically to try and push you down, pull you down, because there's a little bit of a shadow energy lodged in your auric field, which is not really you. And with your spirit surgeon's help, they can quickly just pull that out, and suddenly you're not even feeling the ability to feel disappointed because you're just feeling really strong and buoyant. So just a little bit of a quick side training there. But I'm just saying that in these micro moments, these little micro decisions, it's really interesting because your higher selves are a little bit like your spirit guides, because they are higher than you and they are actually guiding you, which is interesting, in your human life, in your human incarnation. I'm giving some of you information you already know. Some of you, this is new information. That's cool. So, yeah, so we are not just us in this human body or in this human life. We're made up of many selves, and those selves are all walking together, talking together, sort of impulsing each other. And yes, you are guided by other selves, aspects of you, higher levels of yourself that are loving you, you know, in this moment, and are guiding you and are helping you make decisions in those micro moments of, hey, I'm going to elevate. I'm going to stay stable. I'm going to stay in control of my state. I'm going to not allow anything on the outside or even on my thought levels to shake my feeling of self-love. So is everyone hearing that? That's like slowing that down and unpacking it, going, oh, maybe I've got control over how I want to feel rather than let a thought push me around, right?
Yeah.
And I just want to say, you know, Alara, like when we watch TV or read Facebook or watch the news or just see what's going on around the planet and the stories that are flying around out there and who did what and who said what, and some of that can impact on us psychologically. And I just want to say, everyone, like, that is a moment where you've got an opportunity to make a decision. I'm just going to go into some really quick advanced training right now. In a moment like that, this is an opportunity in a moment like that to step back inside of yourself and to look out at the world as though it's a movie. And in that moment, if you decide to do something like that, where you just, in a snapshot, in a tiny moment, you go, hey, I'm on the inside. I'm a soul looking out of my eyes at an external world. And even the news and everything that's out there, all the stories out there, you know, flying around in the ethers and in the internet. If you can make a decision where you shift your focus on the inside and feel yourself sitting inside yourself as a soul, then it makes it a lot easier to stay calm and centered and balanced and stable. No matter what the news or your Facebook feed is saying. So it's a little tip, but it's actually hugely powerful in terms of all of us staying stable if we decide to do that and just keep our focus quietly, sort of inner focused rather than externally focused. And there's just a really fast sort of another thing I want to say about that is that if you decide to stay inner focused rather than externally focused, and we all, even Eckhart Tolle, right, he handles business decisions during the day, right? He's got other people setting up his website and organizing events. And I'm just using him as a fun kind of focus here because he's the guy that sits quietly on the inside all the time, right? And kind of sees his thoughts as a ticker tape. And he just sits quietly in that space. I'm pretty sure he does. And it's just an example. And I'm just saying to all of us, like, we can step back inside of ourselves and hold ourselves quietly on the inside. And I always do it by just shifting focus that this external life's a movie. I'm on the inside of the soul and I'm looking out and I'm dealing with everything on the outside, but I'm staying on the inside. It's a great, fun little inner move. It's like it's a dance move, right? It's like an inner move, an inner focus move on the inside. And you'll notice that if you do that, everything on the outside becomes more efficient because you're not glued to any emotional responses. You're not taking anything personally. You're suddenly dealing with everything on the outside efficiently and effectively and less emotively. So it's suddenly life gets, efficient, more effective. So that's a really, really good idea. But I'm just talking about state. I'm talking about micro decisions. Every moment we are guided. And my spirit tutors want to say that there's this incredible opportunity coming up for us to stay in our hearts, more glued to our hearts, more effective with staying in our hearts. And this is all leading towards this spirit surgery today for our heart chakras. And they just quickly want to train us all right now about why. Why is it useful to stay in our heart? And they're going to make this an advanced training for everyone because a lot of people are listening to me week by week and they love to just keep adding more and more advanced training for us all. And so they want to talk about the heart chakra and they want to say, to tell us why. This is really key. It's not a little thing. It's actually super key, super important. And that is, everyone, that there's an opportunity here. And because I've been working for 28 years, actually, full time as a spirit collaborator in spirit surgery with my spirit teams who happen to be creator level spirit teams. And the spirit surgeons are at very high authority in the spirit worlds, high levels of authority in spirit worlds. The result is that you get worked with exponentially quickly when they go into your auric field. They've got the authority to see what's going on at deeper levels than normal and to go right to some core ancient soul wounds and shift those wounds, heal those wounds, close the doorways, negotiate old contracts, change them, and shift your kind of bottom line, shift your base right from that core level. This is the opportunity today for working with the heart chakra. And something that my spirit tutors want to put forward to us all today, and I've literally experienced this for 28 years, is that they can do a lot of our shifting for us with our permission. And what that means is that when they rewire our auras, our ancient wounds in our Akashic records, we change. And when we change, and especially if they target a particular chakra like the heart chakra, our whole aura reorganizes itself. And that means that the lens that we project our light out into the external reality, into the external movie, you know, the law of attraction, the frequency that we hold and the vibration that we're sending out completely changes. And so our movie changes, our external movie changes. We attract to ourselves much higher realities. The realities that form themselves in the movie outside of us change. Okay? So this is the big thing. And when there's enough of us, and a lot of beautiful experiments have been done with meditation groups, that if enough of us upgrade our frequency and clear our wounds and hold higher frequency light, then the collective external reality changes. So it's not a small thing, it's actually a really big thing. Our personal reality can upgrade. This is really real. I've experienced this in my life so many times over those 28 years, that my external reality, almost like it moves into a higher playing field, it almost feels like it moves into a higher parallel universe. Here's a new thought for everyone. And I do like to mention that when we listen to current documentaries with quantum physicists, they are now talking about parallel universes in their public documentaries on television, on public television. This is not a new thought. This is now current in physics. So what that means and what they now know is that every thought you have changes the parallel universe you are in. Every decision you're making opens up a different path in front of you according to the thought that you've agreed to, because your thought then keeps tracking down that thought pathway and you're moving down that direction and agreeing to every thought, if you hear what I'm saying, and you choose to move left or right, and that's moving down that parallel universe, like that wonderful movie Sliding Doors. And there's been a few movies about this kind of concept, is that if you walk out of your door in the morning and you go left rather than right, or right rather than left, and you bump into various people, it's that whole parallel universe opens up. Okay, everyone? So when these amazing high authority spirit surgeons go into our heart chakra today, they're going to be traveling deep into our Akashic memory, into our Akashic wounding. They're going to be changing the core platform from which we're vibrating. And that means that our external movie from today will change. You may not notice it, because the way that parallel universes open up, we're so involved in our external movie, we forget to even notice that we made the decision to go right rather than left, and we're in this chosen parallel universe that we're in. So what I just want to quietly say is that opportunities show up, and you're aware of the opportunity and noticing that you're okay with the opportunity. So you walk towards it and accept it and take it on and start traveling down that parallel universe. Whereas if you'd been in a lower frequency vibration, the opportunity might have shown up, maybe not quite as strongly, and you wouldn't feel as though you match it, and you wouldn't pick it up. So it's all about your internal state, how you're feeling about yourself at any moment in time when an opportunity shows up. Where do you pick it up? Okay, everyone? So this is all about a holographic experience. And they do say that this is a classroom for masters, and this classroom is you as a soul, as a spirit, exploring a sort of fluid holographic experience as a classroom where everything shows up according to your matching vibration. So today, a huge gift is going to happen. These spirit surgeons, these highly advanced spirit surgeons, are going to take the time to quietly assess your heart chakra, deep, deep, deep iceberg under the ocean, huge, ancient, tracking back the history of your soul records, your Akashic records of your heart chakra, of all the moments that your heart chakra encountered something that it didn't feel comfortable with. Sometimes I call it shadow, and where that lodged in the memory and in the history of your chakra. So it lodged in a layer somewhere and caused a wound to take place. And still it informs your subliminal decision making, even today. So it's informing and instructing subliminally how you feel every second, and the way that you make choices, and the way you hold your state. You're in a state. So I hope everybody's with me here. So this is a big day today for you, for everyone here on this call. There's going to be thousands, literally, of spirit surgeons attending every one of you uniquely, uniquely scanning your heart chakra. And when, after they've scanned and made an assessment, taken a look to see what needs to be done, we're all going to go quiet and they're going to dive in and actually do the surgery. It won't take too long. Just letting everybody know, but it will be deep, it will be effective, a change will take place at your core. So it's a huge gift today, everybody. I'm so excited. I'm excited because we change. We don't, with me all throughout these 28 years when I've been working with these spirit surgeons, my life changes and it's gentle. It's a little bit like, it's a little bit like an ocean liner turning slowly. And it's almost like the shift could be 1 or 2 degrees in change, but from that point onwards, the change is on a path, and it just starts traveling on a slightly different path. Just letting everybody know.
Beautiful, thank you. I'm so looking forward to it too.
Yeah, me too. Right, let's play. So we're going to just take a little moment, everyone, and close your eyes if you wouldn't mind. Taking a deep breath, and Alara, if you wouldn't mind muting your mic so that we're all nice and quiet. Taking a deep breath, everybody, right down into the tummy. And a second one. This loosens up your sort of spirit self and your physical self. We're going to just do a little bit of quiet inner work. My spirit surgeon teams are wanting to say to everyone, thank you so, so much for being present today and receiving this gift. They're also wanting to add that today is important, that this gift is given to you all as a group, because energies are flowing around the planet and world realities, global realities, are showing up that may not be optimal. And for all of us, as mentioned earlier, as a group, receiving this recalibration of our projector lens from our soul and from our aura. You know, for all of us receiving this recalibration, this shifting of the pattern of the lens, is, as a collective, is actually going to make a very, very powerful shift. For us as a collective, as a group, is going to make a powerful shift for the global collective. My spirit teachers are saying they're going to use us as a group to just quietly, holographically allow the heart of the human collective also to be gently, lovingly relaxed and opened a little bit more of the wider human collective. So that's beautiful. It's a gift as well. Okay, so... so just remembering, everybody, I'm communicating with my spirit tutors all the time. They're giving me the words to say, to speak. And they would love for you to imagine that you're walking down a path, and down this path are a few doors on the right and on the left. I'd like you to knock on a door on the right and to just push it open and to step through. We're going to have some fun just pretending. And I'd love you just to go for the feeling here, not so much any visuals, but just the feeling mainly. So you step through the door and just notice the feeling, and you might get some impressions of calmness or busyness or intensity or beauty or love or whatever it is that just comes to you as an impression. I'd like you to dive down below your logic, step away from your logic, and just open up the sensing of what is there, what you're feeling. This is about being really smart and catching the flow of the feelings and the knowings coming towards you. Be soft and be in tune with it. We're going to do a few of these just to give you a feeling of the options, the feelings, the variety of just the vibes that are on the other side of those doors. And actually, my spirit tutors are saying to me is that these doors are tiny little portholes into moments in past incarnations where we're only getting a tiny, tiny little sniff of feelings. That's all they need, because it's like instant. They go in there and they can feel where that's sitting in your auric field. So this is giving them a fast shortcut into like the path to where the blob of energy, if you like, calling it that, is sitting in a layer in your auric field, in the memory, in the Akashic records. Okay, it's just making it faster for them. All right, guys, stepping back through the door. Let's walk along the path. And on the left is another door. Let's knock on that door, opening that door, stepping through, standing there quietly on the other side of the door. Open up your feelings, your knowings. Nothing else to do. Is just feel what the feelings are. First impressions. As you can see, we're not spending too much time here. First impressions. That's all it takes, just a really fast little snapshot. Thank you so much. Walking back out through the door onto the path. Walking a few more steps further up. Door on the right this time. Okay, so let's open this door on the right. Stepping through. Pushing that door open, stepping through, closing it behind you, switching on the feeling mode, dropping down below your logic and just instant knowing. What's the vibe there? What's the feeling? It's fun because I'm actually doing this with you guys and I'm going from one going, oh my God, that's that feeling. Oh my God, this one. It's like this one I've just stepped through is like powerlessness towards something. I can feel it. It's like deep parts of me know what it is, but I don't even need to know it too clearly in my mind. Because really it's the feeling. My spirit tutors are saying to me it's the feeling they're going for, the instant feeling. Okay, that's cool. That's enough there. Stepping back. You can see how fast they're working. Stepping back out through this door. Let's move along the path a little bit more. On the left, another door. Pushing that open. Closing it behind you. Standing there. Let's drop down out of our logic and just feel again. Noticing the vibe. Wow. Just amazing, actually, isn't it? Like, so fast, like the snapshot. Just beautiful. Okay, just stepping back through the door. At the very end, like, giving me an instruction that at the very end of the path is a door, and this one, thus saying, everyone, it could be a little bit strong. Just the feeling that comes up might be a little bit strong, guys. Okay, so let's move to the end of the path, of this one anyway, of this process. And I'm knocking on the door. It's a heavy door, this one, like pushing it open, creak, creak, creak. Closing the door behind us. Okay, let's get just a tiny snapshot of what the vibe is here. A little bit of it.
Okay, well, we seem to have lost Alicia, but I'm sure she'll be back in a moment. So just stay in the space that you're in right now.
I'm back, Alara. Sorry about that. I'm back.
Yay.
Apologies.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Now, where were we when I dropped off? Just remind me.
We had just walked in through that big, heavy door.
Okay. All right, everybody. So, yeah, just my spirit teams have actually scanned all the elements involved that were in that door, just behind that door, and are inviting you now to step back out that door. Close it behind you nice and strong and firmly, and like a little kid, running all the way back to the beginning of the path. Thank you, everyone. Good process. This process really, I'm being told to let everybody know, is my spirit surgeons and all the teams that are in attendance with you right now. It's literally, isn't that funny? I can't quite say it. Taking inventory of what needs to be done for you. That's what they've been doing. They've been taking notes. So sweet that I'm saying that. They've been taking notes. All right. So, guess what, everyone? We're going to go quiet now, and they're going to go in and do the surgery. They're telling me they're feeling so amazingly happy that they've had this opportunity to do an excellent scan of, you know, those doorways and some key, because your unconscious presented, by the way, the really important priorities deep in your Akashic records and your soul history. So they're telling me they're very happy of what has been presented to them to do, their to-do list for you. Let's go. Everyone, staying with your eyes closed. We're going to go nice and quiet. Alara, hopefully that we don't get cut out because we're going quiet. Shouldn't do. But, yep, let's go. For about 10 minutes, everybody, this is going to be, I'm being told to say, very deep. Some of you might feel hot. Some of you might start yawning. All of those normal reactions to a little bit of spirit surgery. But these are advanced surgeons. They're going to travel very deep. And a very extensive work is about to happen in your heart chakras. All right, everybody. Just relax. You can lie down if you want to, or sit up. Up to you. Okay. I'm just going to mute myself as well, I think. Send. Thanks, everybody. Let's go. Okay, everyone, taking a deep breath. Well done. Thank you so much for being part of this vortex. I was talking to my spirit guides before this call, actually, with Alara, and they were talking about, you know, how we were just mentioning about when our own personal vibration and frequency changes, that the electromagnetic force field of the external movie hologram, the external movie screen, changes as well and attracts a much higher vibratory reality. We're using a really curious kind of term. They were saying it forces the field higher. The higher heart frequency means that you become higher minded. There's a higher level of the projector out onto the reality is changed. And I always talk about a reality force field, and then they switch that around a little bit, saying that when this electromagnetics in your heart chakra has been rewired and changed, you know, the inner platform, because of the healing of the deep wounds, has been healed, has been closed, doorways, gateways have been closed, your heart prefers slightly different things. So you change gently and subtly, and your heart, the honest truth of your heart, prefers slightly different things. And my spirit tutors talk a lot about heart preference is what guides your external movie. You know, it really is the truth of how your external movie is guided or is attracted to the truth of your heart preferences. And I was saying this amazing term, they were going, because higher heart preferences, after it's being rewired, force the field higher. It forces the field of the movie higher. That's beautiful, eh? Because I always talk about force field, the reality force field, and then they said, no, it forces the field higher. It's like, right. It's a nice switch of the way those words are being used. Anyway, that was lovely. And ultimately, they're saying you just move into a different reality stream, higher. That's the extraordinary beauty of working with these spirit tutors, I have to tell everybody, really. So, Alara, hey, should we talk about the special offer? Should we just move into talk about if people want to work more with me?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I just want to say, too, that even before we went deep into the process, even for myself, I started to feel a lot of heat in my entire body and being. And at the same time, I'm not sure if I felt my heart center as much, but I felt, you know, them working on my heart center, and which affected my brow as well, you know, so I can still feel this tingling in my body from the process, because I don't think they're finished. I think they're still continuing to work, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, well, it's like, they're telling me it's like when you hit a gong, you know, with a big hammer, like it just keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
the sound just keeps reverberating, you know, so like, yeah, like they're just saying, look, guys, you know, if this was a screen of ice and you hit it with a rock, like really strong, there's a whole lot of things that change in that
yeah.
screen or glass, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So it's that screen is just so changed now because they've just gone in and done some fast surgery, like they've shifted what that screen is. So there's a whole lot of new patterns on that screen, everybody. Yeah,
that's
certainly
Thank
traveling
you.
Still. Yeah, I know.
I love it.
Yeah.
So the special offer you were talking about, Alicia, is at awakenthehappinessnow.com/Alicia14. Or if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And this is the Stay Strong Soul Training package?
Yeah. It really, really is one of the most powerful collections of trainings that I've put out there. And I highly recommend everybody to pick it up because you're going to walk straight into this force field again with every single audio. And there are lectures there that go for an hour and a half of these spirit surgeons, these CEO, creator level beings, talking through me word for word, and their frequency, their vibration is just connecting deeply with your auric field as you listen, and they're literally rewiring you actually as you're listening. And they take your conscious logic through like a cycle of learning and new penny drops dropping like as you're listening, but underneath they're actually changing and rewiring your consciousness auric field as well. So it's amazing, amazing collection of trainings directly from them. So I just want to say that right up front. And the first one is a real shake-up training where they just point blank tell us as light workers that we really need to know the truth of what's going on. And the truth is that our human auric field, because we've got auric fields that ascend in octaves up into the higher realms of light, but our human auric field walks and talks in a very dense layer surrounding Mother Earth, which is dense and full of shadow. And it accumulates really dense energy. And that just sits in our auric field. We were talking earlier, it pushes our thoughts around, pushes our state in a state around. It forces our state downwards. We don't want that. So this lecture is slowly training you to notice how that works. And also it takes you into trainings of how to literally walk and work with spirit surgeons and partners in the spirit world that can very, very quickly gives you tools, really simple tools, to snapshot an x-ray to see what's there and to quickly work with your partners in the spirit world that I introduce you to because they love really fast and accelerated. That's really important. So they're accelerated because the higher authority to very, very quickly vacuum clean the density out of your auric field so that like a balloon you just travel upwards faster and easier and lighter. And all the while, of course, as they're talking, they're downloading high frequency light into you, but they want your logic to learn a few things, and that's why they're giving you these trainings. So the first module is called A Clarion Call for Your Full Potential. It's a very, very powerful activation in there. There's tools to strengthen and step past your own doubts and hesitations in your life. There are powerful daily processes to literally just change your life because these tools and these processes show you how to see quickly what's sitting in your auric field and forcing your conscious self to not be as high in your light as you normally would, right? So this will awaken you. It's a very, very powerful training. It really shakes you up. Really, really important. The second module is what stops you fulfilling your soul purpose. Again, this is a workshop, a training. Again, it's very powerful light infusions where we travel up to the creator levels and get downloaded light that changes us, right? There's a whole workshop in there of what are shadow beings? What is shadow? Tools, you're going to meet teams of spirit helpers, tribes of spirit helpers that are specialists in working and very quickly shifting shadow out of you. So a lot of this is just very powerful, useful stuff that you need to know as a light worker. Daily clearings and learning how to do that. The third module is really specifically how to manage disturbance energy, how to manage it. Because we're walking into it like cobwebs every day, all day. If we're out there working, if we just walk down the road where it's busy, if we just go down to the shop, we're just connecting with disturbance energy via other people and also just ourselves, you know. It just sometimes is in the ethers as well. So practical support for your daily life, how to manage it. So tools, how to recognize it, indicators of it in ourselves and other people, how to protect yourself. Again, meeting tribes of spirit helpers, learning insider information and tools of how to work with strengthening yourself to higher light, tools and instructions, how to work smarter in your daily challenges. Okay, everyone, how to manage disturbance energy. So there's three very powerful workshops, all an hour and a half, all word for word from these creator level spirit tutors with their vibration connecting with you and rewiring you as you're listening for hour and a half each one. Then we're going to move into three powerful spirit surgeries, each one focused on an issue, on a specific issue. The very first one focuses on self-love in you. Where are you not able to connect with self-love inside of you? And all of us have this. If we notice inside of ourselves, like right now, it's like, oh my God, there's huge ripped open gaps of where we're not feeling our self-love, right? So that is where it's going to travel, the spirit surgery, where the spirit surgeons are going to scan. Again, a little bit like we did today. They're going to scan and notice the wounds that are causing a blind spot in you deep inside like a sort of a glitch that you can't get rid of, like where you can't feel self-love, where it shows up where you're not feeling self-love, right? The second of these three spirit surgery healings is self-image, how you perceive yourself. This is incredibly powerful to everybody. Remember I was talking about internally, inside yourself, if an opportunity shows up where you match how you feel about yourself, where that matches an opportunity that shows up, okay? So if these spirit surgeons can rewire the way you see yourself, your life changes because your choices change, your decision-making changes, the way that you accept your reality changes, the way that you even envision and future pace yourself forward changes, the way that you envision yourself into the future changes, the projects you think up for yourself changes. So rewiring your self-image sounds kind of small, but it's actually huge. So that's the spirit surgery. And as you could feel today, spirit surgery is really, really useful, practical, and it can change your life. And the third spirit surgery is making life changes. And in this one, I teach you and also walk you in front of a powerful spirit surgeon, a spirit helper, and you instruct them on something very, very specific about your life so that your life changes. Because these spirit surgeons and these spirit tutors love getting instructions from you because they want to change your movie so that you love your life. Okay? So these three very powerful spirit surgery, spirit healings that take place with high authority spirit surgeons coming in and walking with you and changing you from the inside. Very beautiful. I added, by the way, at the end of this special offer, honestly, the Stay Strong special offer is one of my favorite. this last module I've added is Business from Heart. I've been on the internet and marketing on the internet for 15 years, and I really understand the simplicity, actually, of what they call circle of profit, or, you know, just how you can offer your heart and reveal the purity of your heart and find your tribe that's attracted to the purity of who you really are. And then the circle of reciprocity, where you contribute to your tribe and they want more of that. And you build your tribe, and the beautiful, simple little shortcuts, how to use the social media to pull people into your world, offer them more, and invite them to take whatever you've got for offer to take it deeper. And then just keep offering more and more and more and more. It's just beautiful. And I also, the very first module of that, there's three modules. The first module is a very powerful workshop. The second module is an ebook on all the shortcuts, on a lot of free software that's out there. You don't have to have very much money at all. Like, most of it's free on the tools that are on offer these days on the internet to build a tribe, you know, as a beautiful angel soul that you might not know very much about business, but you know a lot about giving. You know a lot about giving love and light, and that's what people want, right? So, and I'm just quietly saying that. Hey, guys, so this is a 1.5-hour workshop on that. And the second part of this little module is an ebook with all the shortcuts that I use and that I know are mainly free. Hardly anything you have to pay for. And the third part of this little module is 1.5 hours walking you through the ebook and talking about how to put it all together. But the main part of it is the first module, a workshop on where my spirit teams are saying to you, please know that as an angel being and as an angel heart, as an angel soul, because you might think, oh, I don't know anything about business, but you love to love, they just start training you on what really that is and how you can sort of put it together so that people really see the power of that simplicity and the beauty of what you have to give. And they do talk a little bit about, in this module, they do talk a little bit about that out there, even in the business world, people are starving for what you've got to give. Because there's, everything's a bit jaded out there, a bit hard. Right? Hard hearts. And actually, everyone is really, really starving for what they call authenticity. On the internet, this is rife. This is, everybody talks about it. Everybody knows, and all of you listening to this, you probably know it by now, what they call quote-unquote authenticity. And you know what that really is? Heart. Just heart. So if you are genuine, and you guys, you know, angel souls, and you kind of go, oh, I don't know anything about how to do this. Well, this is really simply, from my heart to you, this is how to put it together. It's not, I haven't gone into too much detail. This is not a hardcore marketing training or business training. No, that's not. It's really talking to the angel souls who just run away from business and don't have a clue, don't really want to sort of be anywhere near it because they don't understand it very well. This is like saying, taking you by the hand and going, look, this is how you put it together, nice and simple. And you guys know how to build tribes. You don't even sort of have to be told how to do it because your love extends out to people and you build a tribe naturally, okay? But I'm just giving you some of the tools and how to use them in a very simple way that works. So that's the special offer of Stay Strong. It's powerful. All of it's from these creator beings, these very high authority spirit mentors and spirit tutors. So, Alara.
Beautiful. Thank you. And then there's a bonus. There's a bonus with that as well.
Okay, so you just remind me what that is.
That was a past life healing.
Oh my God, how beautiful. Okay, so this is a spirit surgery again, and the focus of it is past life healing. And this is, again, super, super powerful. These guys never do anything in halves, right? If you're going to jump into, because now I know that this bonus, which I totally love, it's just, oh my God, so powerful. Like today we did a very, very powerful scan, right, of our Akashic records. This is very, very similar. You can repeat this ongoingly. Every time it'll be different. Every time they're showing me right now, they're saying for me to say right now that they will lift, you know, an old carpet and see what's underneath it. Every single time they will find another one and another one and another one and another one. So the scanning every time will be unique. So I'm just saying with this bonus, again, with all of these spirit surgeries and the audios, recorded audios, just repeat them because the spirit surgery is live each time.
Right.
And it's unique each time. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
So the team
Thank
show
you.
Up and they work with you. Yeah.
And they are such powerful, powerful beings. And they go deep and just, you know, allow yourself to experience it, you know. So this special offer, again, is available. It's $97, normally $487. And it's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Alicia14. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I always get these wonderful, beautiful comments from people after these live shows and listening to you. They're like, I just love Alicia. I just love her creator being team. They're so wonderful. They're so powerful. And you're such a gift. And, you know, and that's exactly how I feel too, since I met you, you know, a few years ago. And it's so beautiful how simply, I don't know if simply is the right word, but how you relay this information so easily. It's so easily understandable, you know, and we can all relate to it. So, you know, I was asking before we went live about what did you mean by higher lives? And you explained it so lovely. It's like, wow, that makes total sense, you know? So clear.
Yeah. Thanks, Alara. Oh my God, that's right. We do exist. And we'll find out when we pass over. There are classrooms and higher levels that we will attend, and they will remind us, they'll slowly remind us of how huge we are and vast we are. And they'll start reconnecting us to this, like, you know, that we aren't just an individual, but we are sort of vast souls that are so kind of complex, like in a way that the way we're structured and where we're sticking our toes, you know, we are operating in a multitude of ways at one time, right? So, yeah, it's a beautiful thing when we do remember that we are a very high soul and that we are vast, and vast meaning, you know, this human incarnation is tiny compared to who we are. So, yeah.
And then we're being guided and supported all the time as well. You know, that's so wonderful to know and experience, you know, to know that we're being guided, to know that we're being supported, to know that we're being loved and that we're not alone, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, everyone, did you hear that, Laurie, what she just said? Take it in. It's true. Every moment, we're all being nudged, guided, you know, loved. Oh, my God. Like, totally.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. So.
Yeah.
Mm. And then when these creator beings or your spirit surgeons are working on us, you know, it's like just knowing that they're working on us and something is shifting and changing, even though sometimes we may not be able to pinpoint it. But as you, you know, for the next couple of weeks go forward, just see what's coming up in your world, right? And follow your knowing, follow your heart, and do what feels good for you, right? And sometimes it may be totally different than what you've ever done before, but follow that. That's that new pathway that you've just created, or that the spirit team, the creator beings and the spirit surgeons have just, you know, changed within you and your template, right?
Totally. Alara, you just said that. I want to just say, my spirit teams are nudging me to say this, is like, look out for new ideas percolating up in your consciousness. New ideas, everyone. You might want to write that down. So, you know, scan for them. And when they do come up, don't run away from them. Write them down on in a notebook. And, gosh, I've actually got a whole training on this, on how to hold the excitement of a new idea, because it's the excitement that makes it form, that brings it into form, that where you follow it with your excitement. So quite often, don't tell anyone else. It's one of the things. Don't speak it out loud. Just hold it quietly in your mind and write it down, but don't necessarily share it with anyone, because people don't get the same excitement and it could diminish your excitement.
Right.
So, I quite often sort of, that's just one very important tool and clue when these ideas come up. So just keep an eye out for the ideas, everybody, because they will start percolating up because you changed on the inside. Yeah.
Absolutely. And look forward to those changes, you know, and just, you know, without any expected outcome or fixed point of view, just be open to the new possibilities that are going to show up for you now. And that's the magic of life and living, is, you know, who knows what is around the next corner, right? So just be open to that as well. So thank you so much, Alicia, and your beautiful team. They are always so powerful. They do this wonderful work with us each time. It's such a gift and it's such a blessing for all of us to receive from you and from your team. And just I'm always so honored and grateful for your presence and for their presence, and knowing that each time you come on and you share with us, I know that everything is going to change, you know. And so I always look forward to that. It's like, all right, yay, I'm ready for more change, so let's bring it on.
That's good. Oh my God, you know, my spirit teams really heard you just then, Alara. I could feel their ears prick up. It's like,
yeah,
where you just said, I'm ready for more change. I went, ooh, she's ready for more change.
Exactly. So what are you guys ready for, right? And so I know that today, you know, like I said, it's Thanksgiving in the U.S. and you're all probably with your families, celebrating, enjoying, and please definitely do that. And at the same time, you know, ask yourself, what would you like to experience now? What would you like to create? You know, are you looking forward to some changes in your life? And what does that look like, right? And invite those in with these new, because we're different now, you know, we are different now. So invite those new energies in, invite those new ideas in, those new possibilities, and have fun with it, right? Just have fun with it. Oh my goodness, the possibilities. I'm just like tingling all over now with the possibilities that are, you know, going to awaken within all of us. So thank you so much. And thank you everybody for being here with us. Go back and listen to this replay again, because then you can go through that process again and again, right? And take a look at Alicia's special offer. It's amazing. So if you can take advantage of that, it's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Alicia 14. All right, Alicia, is there anything else that you or your team would like to share with us before we go?
Oh my gosh. You know, they just want to say to you, Alara, that you're amazing, that actually, you know, in a very short space of time, you have changed incredibly. Mm-hmm. Like, you are just, like, you're a rocket, you know, you're just powering up through the layers of light. You're just grabbing hold of higher and higher levels of yourself. And it's extraordinary to watch. I have to say that, like, over the last year and year and a half, I've kind of my jaws on the floor going, wow, watch Alara go. You know, you're transforming so fast and so quickly, honestly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the teams are just saying that too. And they just want to sort of put a mirror up to you, mm-hmm. and acknowledge the power of the way you're showing up now, even more than ever before. And they're just saying to everyone, look at this girl go. You know, just, this is a change that can happen for all of you listening today. And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely. Thank you. And, you know, and then that's what it's about. It's about choosing step by step. Sometimes we falter. Sometimes it's not quite what we want. But then we keep going and we keep choosing. We just be in our heart more and more and ask for more change, right? So that's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, I'm ready for more change. It's like, bring it on. I'm ready. You know, it's like, what else is possible now, right? So because even I don't know, right? 6 months from now, I don't know what I'm doing. So it's like, yep. Yeah, but let's see, let's play, right? And let's see what the universe has in store, and also what my guides are going to bring forward now, you know, and my higher selves and my, you know, the higher aspects of me, what, you know, what else is possible? So it's exciting, right? So and that's what I like about life. It's so, it can be so exciting. So thank you. Thank you for acknowledging and thank you for seeing those changes. So yeah, it means a lot.
What you've just said is very powerful. Very powerful, Alara. What you've just said. I've loved it. Love it. Thank you.
So all right, everyone. Thank you. Continue to enjoy. Have a great time. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now. Thank you, Alicia. Thank you, your beautiful creator team.
Bye, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.